Welcome back, listeners. We're kicking off another deep dive, and this time we're heading over to South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, to explore the future of jobs. Mm. I know everybody's talking about AI and what's going to happen with AI.
Right.
And we've got a ton of research, predictions, expert opinions, all that good stuff from South Korea specifically.
Excellent.
And, you know, some of these viewpoints, they're kind of like, I don't know, kimchi and cheeseburgers. You know
what I mean? That's a pretty good analogy. I like that because, yeah. you've got people like Sebastian Siemiatkowski, the CEO of Klarna, who are predicting this massive wave of, you know, job displacement.
Like the robots are coming.
Yeah, the robots are coming. But then you've got, on the other hand, people like Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, who's saying, well, you know, AI is more of a tool. Mm-hmm. It's going to boost productivity, and it's even going to lead to, you know, entirely new kinds of jobs that we can't even imagine yet.
So it's kind of like, on the one hand, it's stealing our jobs. On the other hand, it's creating all these amazing new opportunities.
Mm. Yeah.
So where do we even begin to unpack all this? I mean,
well, I think a good place to start is with the AI landscape in South Korea. They're kind of leading the way in a lot of this tech stuff. And there are some really key figures whose predictions are really shaping the conversation there.
Oh, okay, cool. So who are these AI gurus and what are they saying?
Well, you've got Dave Waters,
okay,
who's an AI specialist, predicting that transportation is going to be one of the first sectors to really feel the effects. And then you've got, you know, the big guy, Jeff Bezos,
wow.
The founder of Amazon. And he's suggesting that AI might eliminate some jobs, but it'll also clear the way for, you know, more specialized and creative roles.
So it's not just like robots replacing us. It's more like the types of jobs that humans are doing are going to change dramatically.
Yeah. Precisely. And this is where the research of Seoul National University Professor Yoo Gi-eun gets interesting. He's painted this picture of the future where AI ownership is really concentrated.
Oh, so if AI is mainly in the hands of a few powerful players,
yeah,
what happens to everyone else?
Right. That's the big question, right? And Professor Yoo's suggestion is that this concentration of AI ownership could actually make job insecurity worse for a lot of people.
That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? And it sounds like the Korea Development Institute, the KDI, they're kind of on the same page.
Absolutely. They're worried about AI shrinking those opportunities, especially for young people just starting out. They're pushing for these labor market reforms so that South Korea can, you know, adapt to this changing landscape.
So they've got these, you know, big picture predictions, but let's get down to brass tacks. Which jobs are actually on the line here?
Yeah, let's dive into some of the sectors that might see some big changes, and you'll see a pattern here pretty quickly.
Okay, hit me. What's first on the list?
Customer service and support roles. We're already seeing AI chatbots doing the basic stuff, and in fact, the prediction is that call center jobs in particular could see a pretty sharp decline, you know, within the next 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that happening, but I'm guessing there's always going to be a need for, like, that human touch, right? Especially when you have a complicated problem or something where you need a bit of empathy or, you know.
You're absolutely right. While AI can handle the routine things, the situations that are complex, emotionally charged, or require like a really deep understanding of a customer's needs, those are still best handled by, you know, people.
So it's not about AI eliminating jobs, but more like changing the skills needed for those jobs.
Right. Right. It's about adaptation and evolution, really. And another field that's, you know, ripe for this kind of change is education.
Education. Okay.
Think about it. AI could personalize learning, grade assignments, even provide that 247 support to students. And that could change things for, like, tutors and online instructors.
Wow, that's a big shift. So are we saying goodbye to teachers entirely?
Not necessarily. Remember what we said about that human element. AI can support learning in some cool ways, but it's not going to replace, you know, human teachers completely. They're still going to be essential for motivating students, providing emotional support, you know, and fostering those critical thinking skills that AI can't really handle.
That makes sense. So it's more like humans and AI working together to create a better learning experience.
Exactly. And now, what about the legal field? I mean, there's got to be tons of potential for AI to streamline things there, right? All those contracts and legal documents and stuff. You're right. Legal professions are definitely going to be reshaped. AI is already being used to automate tasks like reviewing contracts, doing legal research, drafting basic documents. Mm-hmm. This will likely impact entry-level legal jobs, especially those focused on repetitive tasks.
And I'm assuming that lawyers aren't going extinct anytime soon. You're not going to want an AI arguing your case in court.
Right. Uh-huh. No, not at all. You know, complex litigation, high-stakes negotiations, strategic legal advising. These are all areas where human lawyers will continue to be in demand. AI can analyze documents and do the research, but it's the human lawyers who bring that strategic thinking, the persuasive arguments, and the understanding of the law that you need to navigate those situations.
It seems like AI is really going after those, like, those tasks that are more repetitive, you know, process-driven across a lot of different fields.
You got it. And it's definitely something to keep in mind as we explore these other sectors.
Yeah.
Another area that comes to mind is technical support.
Okay.
AI can already handle things like, you know, the basic troubleshooting, software updates, system maintenance, and this could mean fewer jobs for, like, those traditional tech support engineers.
So if you're in tech support, you better, like, start specializing in the more difficult stuff that AI can't do yet.
That's a smart strategy. And speaking of data and analysis, another field likely to see some changes is market research.
Market research.
Okay. AI's a whiz at collecting and analyzing data, which could impact market research analysts who focus primarily on those tasks.
So again, it's not about eliminating those jobs entirely, but shifting the focus of what those professionals do.
No, precisely. The human element in market research will still be vital for, you know, interpreting those complex market trends, extracting meaningful insights, and crafting those creative strategies that AI can't replicate.
So what other professions are we looking at? What else is on this AI, like, hit list?
Well, let's talk about foreign language services.
Okay.
Real-time translation tools are getting so good, so we could see a decline in demand for foreign language tutors, specifically those who focus on basic conversational skills and maybe even some types of translation work.
Yeah, but I imagine there's a limit to what AI can do with language, right? Especially when it comes to nuance, cultural context, or like specialized terminology you might find in, say, law or medicine.
You're exactly right. Those are areas where, you know, human language experts will still be indispensable. Think about, like, business negotiations, legal translations, literary translation. Those all require a deep understanding of not just the language itself, but the culture, the subtle meanings, and being able to convey all of that accurately.
So it's almost like AI is handling the translation, but humans are still needed for the interpretation.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Nice.
And speaking of language, let's not forget about journalism and writing.
Oh, yeah.
AI can now help with some pretty impressive writing tasks, generating basic news articles, creating different types of content, even helping with editing. And this could potentially impact jobs in those fields.
Yeah, I've heard about those AI writing tools, and it does make you wonder about the future of writing.
It's a valid concern, but remember, in-depth reporting, insightful analysis, fact-checking, crafting those narratives, you know, expressing opinions. These are all areas where human journalists will still be essential.
It's about making sure content isn't just created, you know, but that it's actually accurate and insightful and engaging for the reader.
Precisely. And speaking of creativity, another field where AI is making, you know, waves is creative fields. Think advertising, marketing, even creative writing. AI can brainstorm ideas, generate different content formats, even produce, you know, pretty impressive creative output. And this could potentially affect jobs in those sectors.
So are we saying goodbye to the Mad Men era of advertising and hello to the AI bots era?
Not quite.
Okay, good.
While AI can be a very useful tool, there are concerns about homogenization, right? Human ingenuity, originality, you know, emotional resonance, that spark of human creativity, those are still highly valued. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Okay, that's good to hear.
And this brings us to a field that's really, you know, at the heart of this whole AI revolution, software development.
Right, this is where it gets meta.
Yes.
AI writing code, AI creating the technology that's changing our world.
It is pretty mind-blowing. And yes, AI can automate some code writing, particularly for basic functions. This could impact entry-level developer roles.
So if you're like an aspiring programmer, you can't just learn the basics anymore. You have to go way beyond that.
That's right. The developers who will thrive in the future are the ones who can go beyond, you know, the basic coding. They'll excel at things like, you know, complex system design, algorithm development, cybersecurity, and understanding those ethical implications of AI.
It's not just about writing code. It's about designing, strategizing, and thinking about, you know, the big picture of how software impacts our world.
Exactly. And remember, even when AI is writing code, it's still humans guiding, managing, and refining that process. We're not at a point where AI can build complex systems all on its own.
Okay. That's somewhat reassuring. So what about things like personalized shopping experiences, product recommendations, you know, content curation. AI seems to be everywhere in those areas too.
You're right. AI excels at personalization. It can tailor recommendations, curate content feeds, even personalize entire shopping experiences based on someone's preferences. This could impact jobs like personal shoppers, content curators.
But wouldn't that also create new jobs?
Yeah.
You know, people to design, manage, refine those AI systems.
Absolutely. This is where the market evolves rather than just disappears. Think about it. New roles like AI recommendation system managers, ensuring those systems work properly and are giving good recommendations. And you still need humans to curate, to ensure the recommendations are aligned with, you know, ethical considerations, user expectations.
So it's not just about jobs being displaced, it's about the types of skills changing.
Precisely. And now let's shift gears a little and talk about those administrative and secretarial roles.
Oh, yeah.
AI can automate things like scheduling, managing emails, data entry. This could impact those more traditional admin jobs.
So if you're in an admin role, it's all about upskilling, getting comfortable working with those digital tools.
That's a smart move. And remember, like with those recommendation systems, new roles will emerge as AI takes over the routine stuff. Think about roles like AI task automation managers.
It seems like we're seeing this pattern over and over, right?
Exactly.
AI taking over certain tasks, but then new jobs emerging to manage and oversee those AI systems.
Precisely. It's an exciting time to be alive, wouldn't you say?
It is exciting, but it's also a little scary, honestly. I mean, all this talk about robots and AI, it's a lot to take in. What about voice-based AI? I mean, we're all talking to our devices these days. How is that going to change things?
Voice-based AI is definitely a game changer. Jobs like call center operators, receptionists, even some assistant roles can be impacted as voice AI becomes more sophisticated.
But like we've seen in other fields, I bet new jobs will emerge that are specifically related to voice-based AI, right?
You got it. As voice AI integrates into our lives, there will be a growing need for expertise in areas like voice interface design, creating voice content, and managing those complex voice systems.
So this is all happening on a global scale. But let's bring it back to South Korea for a moment. Are there any specific recommendations or approaches they could consider to manage all of this change?
Well, the Biden administration in the U.S. has released an executive order on AI, which is a great example of how governments are starting to think about these issues. And it's something South Korea could learn from.
What are some of the key points of that executive order?
It focuses on worker support and responsible AI development. It calls for investigating AI's impact on jobs, creating worker protection guidelines, and investing in AI education and training.
So it's about finding that balance, right? Embracing the possibilities of AI while also dealing with the potential downsides.
Exactly. It's about creating a future where AI benefits everyone, not just a select few. And one specific recommendation from the U.S. government report that I think is really important is the need to focus on supporting older workers who might be hit harder by these AI-driven job changes.
That's a really good point. We need to make sure that no one is left behind in this whole transition.
Absolutely. We need to create a future of work that's inclusive, equitable, and provides opportunities for everyone to thrive.
Well, I think we've covered a ton of ground today. We've explored how AI might impact the job market, talked about the skills that will be valuable, even looked at some strategies for collaborating with AI. It's been a pretty fascinating dive.
It has been. I hope our listeners feel a little more prepared to navigate this changing world of work. Remember, AI is a powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it wisely.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, we want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. What steps can you take today to prepare for the future of work in an AI-driven world?
The future is already here, and the best time to start preparing is always now.
Well said. We'll be back with more insights and discussions in the next part of our deep dive. See you then. Okay, so we just went through a whole bunch of jobs that AI might impact in the future. Honestly, it's kind of a lot to think about, you know?
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming, all this change happening so fast.
But now I think it's time to focus on the skills that will actually matter in this new world. Because AI can do a lot of things, but it can't do everything, right?
Right. It can crunch numbers, write code, you know, automate tasks. But there are some things that are uniquely human, skills that AI just can't replicate.
So those are the skills that will be valuable no matter how advanced AI gets.
Exactly. And that's what we need to focus on developing if we want to thrive in this new world of work. It's not about being replaced by AI, but learning to work alongside it.
Okay, I like that. So what are these like essential human skills that will give us an edge in the age of AI? Where should we be putting our energy?
Well, the foundation is tech savviness and digital literacy.
Okay, makes sense.
In a world where AI is everywhere, it's not enough to just know how to use a computer. Everyone needs to be comfortable in digital environments, using different tools, and understanding how AI works, at least the basics.
So it's not just about being able to use specific software, but more about having a good understanding of technology in general, how it works, how it's changing.
Exactly. You have to be a lifelong learner when it comes to technology. But here's the really interesting part. The human skills that will become even more important are the ones that AI struggles with. Creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, complex communication. Those are the things that will set us apart.
Right, because AI might be able to analyze data or write a basic report, but it's humans who bring the innovation, the empathy, the ability to really connect with each other on a deeper level.
Precisely. And this leads us to a concept that's gaining a lot of traction in South Korea, mindfulness and deep work.
I've heard those terms before, but I'm not really sure how they connect to AI and the future of work. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. Professor Hwang Nong Moon from Seoul National University has been talking about this a lot.
Oh, okay.
He says that mindfulness, which is the ability to be present and focused, and deep work, which is being able to concentrate without distractions, are essential for boosting our creativity and problem-solving skills in this new world.
That makes sense. Mm. I mean, we're bombarded with information all the time, so being able to really focus and think deeply will be super valuable.
It's like a superpower. AI can process information quickly, but it's humans who can synthesize it, make connections, and come up with those creative breakthroughs. That's where mindfulness and deep work come in.
So it's not about becoming more like computers, but about like sharpening our human thinking skills, going back to the basics of what makes us human. You know?
Yes, it's about reclaiming our humanness in a world that's becoming more and more automated.
I love that. Okay, so we've got tech skills, we've got those uniquely human skills like creativity and mindfulness. What else is important?
The last piece of the puzzle is specialized expertise. In an AI-powered world, having deep knowledge in a specific area will be super valuable.
So, like, being a jack-of-all-trades won't cut it anymore. We need to become masters of something specific.
Pretty much. AI can handle those more general tasks, but humans will provide those deep insights and the ability to solve those really specialized problems that AI can't quite grasp. It's like, AI might be able to write a basic news article, but it's the human journalist with years of experience covering a specific topic who can bring the real depth and understanding to it.
So the future is all about humans and AI working together, each bringing their own strengths to the table. It's about collaboration, not competition, right?
Absolutely. And that's a perfect segue to our next discussion point. The strategies we need to make that collaboration truly effective. Because it's not just about having the skills, it's about knowing how to use them.
Okay, yeah. How do we make this human AI partnership really work?
Mm-hmm.
We've got the skills, now how do we put them into action? So we've talked about all these important human skills in the age of AI, but it's not like we could just, you know, throw humans and AI together and hope for the best. How do we actually make sure they can work together effectively?
That's a great point. It's not about just having the skills. It's about making that AI-human partnership really work. And for that, you need someone to kind of like orchestrate the whole thing, someone to be a bridge between those two worlds. And that's where the AI coordinator comes in.
AI coordinator. Is that like a real job? It sounds like something from a sci-fi movie.
It is a real job. And it's becoming more and more important as AI gets integrated into everything we do. Think of the AI coordinator as like a conductor, you know?
Huh.
Bringing together the talents of humans and AI to make beautiful music, or at least a productive workplace.
Okay, so the AI coordinator needs to understand both the tech side, the AI, and the human side, the workers.
Yeah, they need to be able to speak both languages, so to speak. They got to understand how AI works, what it's good at, what it's not good at. But they also need to understand how humans work, how they communicate, how to motivate them, especially when you've got this mix of humans and AI in a team.
That sounds like a pretty tough job, but also really important. What other new jobs are we seeing pop up because of this AI-human partnership? We talked about prompt engineers earlier. Can you tell us a bit more about what they actually do?
Sure. Prompt engineers are becoming super valuable because they know how to talk to AI, literally. They write the instructions, the prompts that tell the AI what to do, how to produce the results we're looking for.
So it's not just about coding anymore. It's like learning to speak AI.
Yeah.
That's wild. What about data scientists? Where do they fit in?
Data scientists are the ones who make sure the AI is learning the right things. They make sure the AI is being fed good data so it can produce accurate and unbiased results. They're all about making sure the AI is working properly and ethically.
It sounds like all these new jobs need a mix of like tech skills and human skills, right?
Yep. It's not about choosing one or the other anymore. It's about being able to do both.
It's about finding that balance.
Exactly. The most valuable jobs in the future will be the ones that can bridge that gap between humans and AI. They'll need hard skills and soft skills, technical knowledge, and human insight.
We've been focusing a lot on South Korea in this deep dive. Are there any specific things they could be doing to, like, help their workers and businesses navigate this whole AI transition smoothly?
Well, the Biden administration in the U.S. has actually put out an executive order on AI. It's a pretty good example of how governments are starting to think about these things, and it has some ideas that South Korea could definitely learn from.
What are some of the main points of that order? What's their approach?
It's all about supporting workers and making sure AI is developed responsibly. They want to study the impact of AI on jobs, create guidelines to protect workers, and invest in education and training so people can learn the skills they need for this new world.
So it's about finding a way to embrace AI while also being aware of the risks and making sure everyone benefits.
Exactly. It's about making a future where AI helps everyone, not just a small group of people. And there's one thing the U.S. government report specifically recommends that I think is super important. They say, we need to focus on helping older workers because they might be the ones who are most affected by these job changes.
Yeah, that's a really good point. We need to make sure everyone is included in this, that no one gets left behind.
Absolutely. We need to create a future of work that works for everyone, no matter their age or background.
Well, we've talked about a lot today. We looked at the possible impact of AI on jobs, the skills that are going to be in high demand, and even some ideas for how humans and AI can work together successfully. It's been a wild ride.
It really has. And I hope our listeners feel a little more equipped to face these changes head on. AI is powerful, but it's up to us to make sure it's used for good.
That's a great takeaway. As we wrap up our deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought. What can you do today to prepare for the future of work in an AI-driven world? The future is already here, and it's time to start thinking about how you fit into it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of work. We'll see you next time for more fascinating discussions. Until then, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.